It is time now for a community connection. We are sitting down with Randy Waite, who says he tested positive for COVID-19 on Sunday. Here is that interview. Who are you as an individual? What do you do?
Actually, I am self-employed.
Okay. And what do you do as a self-employed person?
We have a farm outside of town, a dairy farm.
Okay. And you said outside of town. Where are you from?
We actually live west of Dewey, just right out here on North Virginia.
Okay. How old are you, Randy?
53.
Okay. Have you traveled out of the country recently, or have you just stayed in Dewey?
I have not been out of the country. I have traveled up to Kansas City and Joplin and Tulsa, but other than that, I pretty much stay here at home.
Okay. When did you start feeling sick?
My first symptoms started about 2 weeks ago Sunday. I woke up and just felt like I really hadn't had much sleep. And by that evening, I was running a fever.
Okay. So when did you decide to take action? Where were you tested at?
Well, I decided to take action, I guess, probably a week later when the fever really hadn't gone away and then I started experiencing other symptoms. That's when I knew that it wasn't just a cold. And I started trying to find somebody a week ago this past Friday. I tried to find somebody who could test me. And I contacted my doctor. And at that time, he was out of town. And they told me that if it was bad, just go to urgent care. So I contacted urgent care, and they really wasn't much help, and the price to get in was just, like, unreal if I wanted to see urgent care. So I thought, I'm just going to self-quarantine, I'm going to wait, see what happens, and when my doctor gets back in, I will talk to him. I already had a scheduled appointment with him this week. And then on Monday of last week, another doctor from my doctor's office contacted me to see about rescheduling my appointment. And when she found out how I was feeling, they decided to keep my appointment and ended up getting tested just by a fluke. I didn't go in to get tested. I had to do lab work Friday at the hospital. And I don't know if anybody has been to the hospital, but it's kind of terrifying to see how they've got everything set up right now to control this thing. But when I went in, they ended up being able to test me as well. And that was on Friday, and I got the results 2 days later. They contacted me and let me know that it was positive. Yeah.
Okay, and I just asked you another question. I know this isn't on the list of questions I sent you, but what was kind of the setup like for you in the hospital? What can you remember?
Well, as far as what they did, you couldn't just walk in like normal. They had nurses, everybody had protective gear on. It just was a really surreal. As I said, when I got home, I felt like it was the zombie apocalypse. It was just kind of an odd situation. The room was the typical room when you go in to do lab work. But when they whipped out the huge Q-tip, that was an indicator that it wasn't going to be just a normal blood draw. And for those that have not had one, it's not a real comfortable test when they stick that thing all the way back into your nostril.
And, again, this is at the Jane Phillips Medical Center, correct? Just want to clarify that,
yes.
Too.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Let's see here. Where are we on our list of questions? In what ways has this affected you and your family?
It has been unbelievably difficult. I live here at home with my husband. He has not been tested. There are no tests. I was informed the other day that they're out of tests until, I guess, the state gets more or they're issued more. We tried to stock up on groceries before all of this happened. And you can only stock up so far ahead. And when we went to the grocery stores, I mean, the shelves are empty. The people are buying in such mass quantities. The rest of the people that need groceries, there's nothing on the shelves. So we did the best we could. But now we're stuck at home. Like I said, we have a farm. So, you know, one of the first panics on our mind was if something happens. You know, my husband is infected as well. He's got the same symptoms. So we're both in home quarantine. And if we take a turn for the worse, both of us, we've had to come up with a contingency plan on, you know, who's going to take care of the farm animals, who's going to take care of our dogs. And that's kind of a, you know, kind of a thought that we never really thought of at this point in our life. We can't get out if we need something. Luckily, we have friends and neighbors, you know, who have been more than welcoming to get us stuff. But then we feel like we're being a burden to them. And if something would happen to them, then who are we going to have, you know, pick up supplies for us? The other thing that has been such a difficult thing is my mother is in her late 70s. My mother-in-law is in her 80s. And, you know, we can't hug them. We can't, you know, if they need something, we can't help them. Normally we take my mother-in-law around, you know, grocery shopping or whatnot. We can't do it. So we're pretty much cut off from everybody. We had neighbors drop groceries off the other day, and they dropped them off out by the feedlot for the cows because they didn't want to get too close to the house. So that's kind of, you know, that's kind of how it is. We just are around the house all day.
What would be your advice to people, knowing how this affects you?
My advice is, I have so many things I would like to say. Number one, stay home. Just stay home. Nothing is worth getting this virus. It is so frustrating to see and now hear how friends drive by businesses on the way to the doctor and they see 30 cars at Brahms or, you know, just different businesses in general, just people out going about their business. It's like, this is something that is very real. It sneaks up on you. You don't know it. By the time you know it, you've infected other people. You know, we've seen people complain that they don't want their businesses shut down. Well, you know, if your customers are all sick, you're not going to have business. If your employees are all sick, you're not going to have help. Yeah, you don't want to close down for a couple of weeks, but now we're sick, we're stuck at home, and it could be anywhere from 4 to 6 weeks before we have no symptoms. My doctor appointment got canceled. I can't see my doctor now until I've got to go 72 hours without symptoms. And then I can call my doctor. So just stay home. Nothing is so important that you have to go out unless it is a necessity. Just stay home.
And you were talking about your symptoms. What are your symptoms that you're experiencing?
I have had a fever now. We actually are very fortunate. We're not in the hospital. A lot of people have asked, you know, if we are or if we have been going, you know, if we've got to go. We have low fevers, but I've had a fever for 15 days now. About 6 days ago, I guess now, I started getting a dry cough and no congestion, just a dry cough, but then my chest started hurting, and it is, I will tell your listeners that it is a pain in my chest and in my back that is, it's hard to sleep at night because it just hurts so bad when you breathe. And it feels like I have been exercising because it's like a, like when I take a breath, I can't get a full breath. I have a headache. I have a sore throat. They're all mild symptoms, but they're there. Occasionally the headache gets really bad, or the breathing gets really bad. Just sitting in a chair. And, you know, we were going to the gym 6 days a week. We were running 3 days a week. So my lungs are typically pretty healthy. But right now what we're going through is just, you know, I'm physically drained. I've been sleeping an average of probably 10 hours. I slept 12 hours yesterday. I just have no energy. So, you know, like I said, we're lucky. There's others that have it so much worse than we do. They're on respirators. They're, you know, having to have the doctors care for them. We're at least at home and able to care for ourselves at this point. But the last couple of days, my breathing has gotten worse. You know, my coughing has gotten worse. So we're just kind of playing it by ear. And, you know, the doctor told me that if it gets worse, you know, go to the ER, contact my doctor, let him know what's going on. And so we're just kind of watching our conditions and staying in the house.
Is there anything else you'd like to add, Randy?
Like I said, I don't know what's going to happen. I really think for everybody's safety, my personal opinion is I think everybody needs to just stay home, give this thing a chance to work its way through. I know it's an inconvenience, but the only way that we're going to get rid of this is for people just to self-quarantine, shut down for a while, and let it pass. Because this is one of those things where you may not even know you have it, and you're spreading it to everybody that you're around. And then 2 weeks later, they show up sick. And by then, they've exposed it to other people. So that's, I guess, my message. Just please stay home, stay away from people, and let this thing just die down.
That was a community connection with Randy Waite, who says he tested positive for COVID-19 on Sunday. You can find the full story on our website, BartlesvilleRadio.com.